Curtis Henry Sr. has been dealing with pipes and poop for 57 years. The Bloomington Normal Plumbers Union is celebrating its longest-standing member. Over that time, Henry has seen the trade and the community evolve. Dana Vollmer reports.
Plumbing was in the family for Henry. His uncle, Lewis Garrison, was the first black plumber in Bloomington. Henry calls him Old Man Garrison. He was well known around town and helped bring many other black men into the profession. Henry was born and raised in Louisiana, but his uncle thought he'd lead a better life here.
They wanted to bring me up here for me to go to school. See, because I was one of them bad boys. Didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do this. And he tried to get me to come to Bloomington. And I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't listen. So one day, I got upset with my dad, my mom, and I jumped in my car and I started driving around. And then finally, I wind up in Illinois.
This was in the 1940s. Henry was just a teenager. Things weren't easy in Bloomington Normal either. The first time Henry tried to help out with a job, he filled in a hole in someone's yard after his uncle's crew finished a job.
When the man come back that Monday morning, he said, "Who living his grandma up over here?" Old Man Garrison said, "Well, my nephew done that." He said, "Man," he said, "they'd have caught him on that back hole." He said, "They'd have locked his ass up in jail." That's exactly what he said. Because, see, black people wasn't allowed on these machines around here.
The next time around, Henry did it all by hand. He dug out a 6-foot by 5-foot hole with nothing but a shovel in under 4 hours, much to the surprise of his uncle.
He got out that truck, and he come and he looked, and I had all under the pipe, clean up everything, the whole thing done. He went and got two of the plumbers out of his shop and brought him there to see what I've done, because he said he was hiring people and it would take a day and a half to do what I've done in 4 hours. So that's when he starts saying he's going to make a plumber out of me.
Henry learned plumbing the same way many others did, in his uncle's basement on Empire Street. Soon enough, he was working on some of the biggest projects in the community.
My first biggest job that I had in Bloomington, Illinois, was at State Farm. I put the first sewer into that building on the west side of State Farm. There was nothing but a pond, and people used to fish and hunt out in that pond. So that's where the sewer was, in that pond.
Henry also did work on Bloomington High School and newly constructed buildings on the campus of Illinois State University. Henry says black men weren't always welcome on job sites.
When I started my job, it was hard, because you was only allowed to do some job, and some job you couldn't go on. That's the way it was. But we, like we said, just do what you can do, and if they don't lie on that, they don't want you to do that, then that was fine.
That changed over nearly 6 decades in the industry. Henry says homeowners were usually respectful if you follow one simple rule.
I go in their house, and I take my shoes off at the door, got their plumbing work done, and then walk right on out there.
Henry says not all the changes are for the better. He says the quality of construction has degraded over the years, and plumbing is no exception.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would not put no plastic pipe in nobody's house in this world. And I wouldn't run that plastic pipe in nobody's house for drinking water. That's not healthy. I don't go out there and preach that, because they'll run me out of Bloomington, so I kind of keep my mouth shut.
The next generation of plumbers still rely on Henry as a source of wisdom and mentorship. Henry says he gets calls wanting advice on plumbing dilemmas, and he says he can solve them without even seeing the job.
Not hard. You just got to understand what to do and what not to do. And to me, it's easy.
Henry hasn't worked in 3 years. His wife got sick and needed a full-time caregiver. She passed away in November, and then his daughter died of cancer in February. It's been a hard year. And to top it all off, Henry hurt his back and isn't able to move very well. At age 87, most people would be happy to just kick back and relax. But Henry's ready to get back to the trade. He says he misses it a lot.
My back get better. I just may come out and try to do 50 more years plumbing.
When he's back on his feet, Curtis Henry says his first call will be down to the Union Hall. I'm Dana Vollmer.